wasn't being sarcastic. Second, Mike Pence conveys empathy, which is much needed now with so many American deaths, businesses closed, and people out of work. Third, Pence takes a lot of tension out of the room. You can sense it even on TV. He compliments some reporters. So does Trump, but his compliments seem more self-serving. No president has ever converted the media. Pence can at least neutralize them, if not win them over. Let Mike Pence lead. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
Stocks are plunging. We haven't seen the worst of unemployment. Inflation is starting, and schools remain closed until 2021. We know the worst is yet to come, but we need solutions. What can Americans do now to prepare for and protect our future? For a word of hope, we bring in Colin Plume, president of Noble Gold.
You need to invest in assets that are sure to maintain value through any economic disasters, such as gold, silver, and other metals. Holding shares in companies that might not be there next year doesn't make any sense to me, and the markets are made up of hundreds of companies just like this. Take a look at the Dow Jones from 25 years ago. There are less than a handful of companies that are still on it from all that time ago. Kodak, Westinghouse, and Sears and Roebuck. But the precious metals market is not just surviving, it's thriving.
And Noble Gold can help? I hear metal companies are struggling to keep up with the demand. How do our listeners speak to an expert about the best strategy?
We have helped thousands secure their investment. Just go to noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
Good morning and welcome once again. It is time for our Community Connection, and we are live in studio, and we have Sherry Wilt here with us with the Bartlesville Chamber of Commerce. Always great to have you live in studio.
Well, thank you. Well, good to be here. Face to face.
It's good to be anywhere. Let's be honest. I think a lot of us are ready for what's going to be the next chapter in Oklahoma. But right now, while we're in this chapter, we have some businesses that, well, the government has given us, offered us some remedies in the form of Paycheck Protection Plan, but there seems to be a few questions, and you've got a little bit of a resource going on here.
We do. We did, right when they were first coming out with the first round, we did a webinar for our businesses, member, non-members. We just wanted to get the information out, and it was very well received. Mm-hmm. Just answering questions, because that was really truly an unknown at that point.
Yes.
And but now a lot of, it was amazing. I'm trying to get numbers from banks on just how many they've actually processed, but how many paycheck protection loans actually went out to our businesses. And there's a bunch that were ready Monday that just to go mm-hmm. out, that they didn't maybe make the first round or whatever. Mm-hmm. But there's a bunch more that are just ready to go out. And so hopefully they'll be accepted and processed. And so just there's a lot of businesses that have reached out, that have received help. I know there are still some that haven't and they're frustrated. But to those that have, we all think that this is going to solve everything and that they got the money and they're done. Well,
Not quite.
yes, hopefully it's going to get you through this period here for the next couple of months, but you want to make sure it's forgivable. And there are some things you can do as a business to make it just a lot easier on your end, because mm-hmm. there will be a time when you're going to have to go back and kind of account for it. And there's some good best practices and some tips. It's not going to be it won't be super long webinar, but we have two people coming in that are going to be talking about, like I said, best practices on how to manage your paycheck protection loan.
Got it.
Because there are pitfalls. I think some people are thinking, like I said, they have the money and now, okay, great. Let's just make sure, you just need to make sure you are spending it and documenting how you're spending it on what it's supposed to go for. You know, the vast majority is on, paying employees, keeping your people employed. And so questions have come up about, well, what about when I've offered, my employees to come back to work and they're not coming because we've kind of shot ourselves in the foot with unemployment, actually paying more in some cases, and they don't want to come back. Mm-hmm. Well, are you going to be penalized as the business because of that? You know, you're trying to get these people back. So simple things like just make sure you have it in writing, documented, that you did give them opportunity to come back. You asked them to come back. Get it in writing from them that they're not coming back, that that was their choice. I mean, it's things like that that people may not necessarily be thinking about. And so there's just a lot of, not a lot, I don't want to say a lot, I don't want to scare people, but they're just some simple things. Why not take 30 minutes out of your day and just kind of listen in? You can ask questions at the end or as we go. And just make sure you're doing everything you can to make your life easier in the end. Because that's what you want. You don't want it to be a hassle at the end and then end up part of it's not forgiven and you thought the whole thing was going to be forgiven, that kind of thing. So, but the webinar is, this is Tuesday, Wednesday, tomorrow at 3 p.m. And they can register, if they'll just go to our website, bartlesville.com. We have people register. It's a free event. But that way we send the link directly to you. It's just a Zoom link and you just everybody seems very familiar with Zoom by now. Just click on the link and you're in there. So anyhow, that was the main thing I wanted to get out to our businesses. This is for all businesses, whether you've chosen to be a chamber member or not. We just want our businesses to be able to succeed and to make sure they're doing what they need to be doing.
It seems like there were some unintended consequences. Everyone just wanted to help. And then with this, well, okay. I didn't anticipate, I don't think anybody anticipated anyone making more money on unemployment. Yeah, I mean, to me, that's just not an upward move.
Well, it's. I mean, it's great for those that it's working for, but it is not. I mean, it's not forever.
Yeah,
it's
true.
I think it's 4 months. Yeah,
temporary
so
solution.
It's a temporary solution. Just make sure you're not shooting yourself in the long run in the foot. But you know, it's the government trying to help and trying to react quickly, and it's hard to react quickly to things. You know, on this magnitude, it boggles my mind the numbers. Just in the state of Oklahoma. I thought this was interesting. The state of Oklahoma processed as a whole 35,557 paycheck protection loans for a total of $4,615,000,000. So that's the state. Like I said, I was trying to get some local numbers just to give a local spin on that. But some of our banks are corporate owned, or, you know, like they're just a local branch and they all kind of got processed together. And so you're getting numbers for all of, you know, BOK or all of, you know, some of those banks that are like that. I do have some local numbers from other banks, and I don't want to give out individual banks by any means, but it was amazing how many they processed. I talked to bankers and they're like, man, I'm getting 4 hours of sleep a night. Oh. They worked over the weekend. I mean, I think they processed as many as they possibly could. Mm-hmm. What's frustrating is some of the businesses that are trying to get these through, they're waiting on things that they have no control over. They're waiting from maybe information, you know, from their accountants, who of course are overwhelmed at this point right now too. You know, so there's just a lot of dominoes that have gone into this, and so hopefully they'll get. You know, if that was the case, that you didn't get in that first round before the money ran out, then you know, hopefully they'll get in this second round. But I just hope that this gets our businesses through this hump and that we can survive, especially now that we're starting to kind of open back up. Another seminar that we had last week was on the Family First Coronavirus Response Act, FFCRA. And that was very interesting. And I'm telling you, the thing that I walked away with that one on, as we phase in, it's very important for businesses to read the recommendations. And that's what's so frustrating, I think, is the word recommendations. Mm-hmm. I think people want to know, do I have to do this? Is this law? Well, recommendations are not a law, but they're recommended. So if you follow the recommendations, you know, whatever it might be, you have to wear a mask or glove, or you have to take temperatures, whatever, depending on your industry. Mm-hmm. If you follow those, you can go back in good faith if you have an employee or a outside patron or whatever that tries to come back, and I don't want to plant any seeds, but I think people are starting to really worry about lawsuits, and we're seeing things like that happen. But if you've shown in good faith that you have followed recommendations and you've done your part, you know, it's going to be a lot harder to, for someone like that to be successful and to harm you as a business.
Yeah, it's always good protection to be prepared.
Yeah. And so some of these seem over the top. They drive me crazy personally, but I'm like, okay, but if it's going to protect the business, then, you know, as we're phasing in, hopefully we'll kind of phase out of all this. But as you're phasing in, look at it. And if you're not sure, we sent this out to our members, but we will gladly send it again. Mm-hmm. We sent out to our members the guidelines. And you can look up kind of by your industry. It's from the Department of Commerce, and it spells out more detail. You know, you're a hair salon. This is what you should be doing. You're a restaurant. This is what you should be doing, that kind of thing. So, you know, if you need that information, you know, and I know a lot of people are like restaurants, or a lot of them are with the Restaurant Association. I'm sure mm-hmm. they're getting, you know, tons of information from their association specific to their industry. And a lot of people probably have, you know, information specific to their industry coming. But if you don't, or if you just want to kind of double check, you know, just email me. It's swilt@bartlesville.com, and I can get you that information, and you can kind of go through it yourself and look at it. It's fairly easy to understand once you find your industry. But that was very, like I said, that's the thing I took away, because it's real easy to go, oh, we're not doing this. We're small. I mean, we've done it at the chamber. It's like, oh, we're just, you know, there's just three of us there. And, you know, but it's like, okay, once we do open up to the public, you know, what do we need to do? And we need to mm-hmm. follow the guidelines. And hopefully, you know, we will phase in safely. Businesses will start opening successfully. And we'll get back to business I won't say as we knew it, but it will be a little different. But we just need to get our business, our economy open back up, because so much... I mean, our city services that we all take for granted. You know, the trash service is still running. Those people are, you know, still doing their jobs. Yeah, the police, the fire, they're still doing the jobs. But folks, those city services that we all just don't think about usually, clean water, sewer service, all those things are funded with taxpayer money. And our tax, I'm scared to think what our tax is going to be, because, you know, we've lost so much of our tax base over the last 6 weeks. So.
You know, when dollars aren't circulating in our community, I mean, that's where the tax comes in.
Exactly.
And, you know, if you're doing trade, if you're doing business, I mean, hey, our grocery store has been doing killer stuff.
Yes.
And good on them. Our gas station, so-so.
Yeah. Because not the price of gas. That's a whole other story there.
When it comes to other, you know, big box retailers and other services, you know, I'm due for a haircut here, because, good Lord, I'm going to win the Conway Twitty lookalike contest and give it too long more. But these businesses are just starting to open their doors and what have you. But that's tax revenue that is missed because of everyday trade that we've become used to. That got disrupted so badly with all this.
It did. It's just, and so I hope as we open up, people really, and it seems like there is a spirit in the community that mm-hmm. does seem to really want to help our local businesses.
Oh, we do.
And so remember that, you know, as you get your, if it's disposable, and for some it's not, but, you know, if you, your check back from the state, if you were, you know, able to get one, you know, can you spend it with a local merchant, somebody that's a local business? Mm-hmm. You know, for some, that's not. I mean, that's just getting them through to, you know, mm-hmm. getting food on their table. But for others, you know, it was, you still have your job. Things are, for the most part, okay. You know, can you use that for, you know, giving back? One thing the chamber did, and this is minor, but it was just an awareness campaign, is we did, and we're still doing it till we open back up. We asked people to keep their restaurant receipts. And when this is over, this is probably going to be a nightmare on our end, but... when it's over, if they'll turn in their receipts to us at the chamber, they can mail them in, or they can, mm-hmm. you know, bring them by, whatever. We're going to give chamber bucks back as a rebate. So for, it's kind of, you know, like retail stores do sometimes. For every $100 at restaurants you spend, we'll give you $10 back at chamber bucks. The magic about chamber bucks, and the reason we like that, is that money is guaranteed to stay in our community. They can't take it and spend it elsewhere. It has mm-hmm. to be spent with fellow chamber member businesses.
Kind of like a rewards card.
Exactly, kind of like a rewards card. So, you know, as you kind of did your part during this time and maybe supported extra than you would have to restaurants mm-hmm. by takeout and that kind of thing, kind of readjusted the way you did things and supporting our restaurants, then we want to kind of reward you, and hopefully you'll take that money and spend it with a local retailer, which, like I said, you have to, because it's they're chamber members, and our chamber members are local businesses. And so... you know, it's just a way to make sure the money kind of funnels back into our community and funnels back. So
we've been sampling a lot of the restaurants. We don't normally go out an awful lot, but during this situation, we felt it imperative to keep these businesses up and going. So we've sampled virtually every restaurant in town. as
we found some
relative newcomers here. So, we've got one of them, we went back enough times, they threw in a roll of toilet papers.
Well, there you go.
Well, how about that? I wasn't seeing that coming. But it was a good way. We felt good about it because not only did we, get a nice meal, but we knew that we were at least putting a couple of dollars back into the local economy.
And I think people, too, need to remember, I was talking to a small business person, and you think, oh, my $25 purchase isn't really going to make a difference. Well,
it
does make a difference, especially if, five or six other people are doing those $25 purchases. So it is, every part. And like I said, I feel like the spirit of the community overall wants to be supportive. They want to help our businesses. They want to support our local businesses. And I hope we don't lose that. I do feel like that's the one thing, if you can look at a silver lining, that's a silver lining that has come out of this. People, I think, are a lot more aware of how important local business is to making a business succeed. And hopefully we will not lose that and forget that kind of fervor that we feel right now, because it is. It's so important. That's what makes our community unique. That's what makes our community good, is the services, is the restaurants, locally owned, as well as the chains. Some people are like, well, we don't need to support the chains. Well, those people employ people too.
They live here.
And people do like chains. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they have a little more backing with corporate, but a lot of those are owned locally franchises. Mm-hmm. So, it's, you can't get into the, well, they're local, they're not. And, but it is, I know true local folks have opened businesses. Mm-hmm. It's just more probably about risk maybe, but everybody needs to be supported.
Yeah.
Like I said, I feel like that's the one silver lining, is our fervor for that has peaked, and I think the awareness of how important it is
we live in a pretty good town.
Yeah, we really live in a good town, and we're going to survive this. We're going to get through this. Hopefully we're not going to lose any businesses because of this. Hopefully they're finding support, with the government stimulus money, with people supporting them through the community, and they'll have a few rough months, but hopefully it won't be more than, three or four at the most. Mm-hmm. But we just need to get business back to normal. We need people to what I'm curious is, when we get into phase 3, mm-hmm. will people choose to meet face-to-face again? Or have we turned into this society that only wants to meet via a computer screen?
Ooh.
And I don't think we have, but that's my concern. Is that what we're going to, is that what we've come to as a society? I don't think so, but we shall see.
And once again, before we leave for the day, let's remind everybody about the webinar coming
up
tomorrow.
Okay, one more time. We have, it's best practices for how to best manage your PPP funding. So if you have gotten funding through the PPP, I encourage you, jump on to this webinar. It'll be Wednesday, April 29th at 3 p.m. So that's tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And they can register. To get the link, we send it directly to you, but you need to register. So it's at bartlesville.com. Super easy, bartlesville.com, and you'll see that on there. It's in one of the top boxes, and you can register, and we'll send you the link. It's via Zoom. You just click on it. It's real easy. So
very good. Hey, Sherry, thank you very much for popping down here. Really appreciate it.
No problem. It's good to see you face-to-face.
Indeed, and vice-y-versy. We've been talking with Sherry Wilt with the Chamber of Commerce here in Bartlesville, and this has been our Community Connection right here on K1.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase a headstone for that family member that has been without one. Or maybe you've resolved to take care of prearranging your own funeral service so your family won't have to make decisions at a difficult time. Whatever the need is, Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Cremation Service has been there helping Green Country families for almost 100 years. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, Bartlesville's finest funeral home.
Here are some of your COVID-19 postponements and closings brought to you by Truity Credit Union and Brian Kennedy Farmers Insurance. Businesses still affected by the governor's Safer at Home executive order will remain temporarily closed for the meanwhile or alter their operations until the first of the month. For a list of businesses open, go to bartlesvilleradio.com, click on the open button. Farmers Market is postponed indefinitely. Elder Care's The Good, The Bad, The Barbecue has been canceled. Kiwanis Club delaying the Sooner Junior Mini Golf opening until further notice. OKM has postponed their festival prelude to October 4th, and the K1 cooking show has been postponed to September 1st. Agape Mission of Bartlesville, serving to-go meals only. Concerned, conducting operations by phone. Catholic Charities Mary Martha Outreach still serving food through their drive-through. For a full list of all the closings and cancellations and postponements, log on to BartlesvilleRadio.com. Brought to you by Truity Credit Union and Brian Kennedy Farmers Insurance. On Bartlesville Radio, the one you trust.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
It's a remarkable passage, really, in Mark chapter 5, where Jesus is touched by a woman with the flow of blood. And in it, he actually asked this question, "Who touched me?" It was a good question. Would you take a minute with me and consider, why does Jesus call out this one woman? You see, Jesus is about the individual. He is about you. It's human nature to get busy and to be about a crowd of things and a stack of to-dos, but Jesus takes time with the one. Do we? Accept my challenge today to see people, to see the one right in front of you the way he does.
Were you born from 1945 to 1965? People born during these years are 5 times more likely to have hepatitis C, but most people don't know they are infected. So even if you try to eat right, exercise, and take care of yourself, you can still have hepatitis C, a serious liver disease that often has no symptoms. In fact, people can live with hepatitis C for decades without feeling or looking sick. But over time, hepatitis C can cause serious health problems, including liver damage, liver failure, or even liver cancer. Getting tested is the only way to know if you're infected with hepatitis C. That's why the CDC recommends everyone born from 1945 to 1965 get a blood test for hepatitis C. Treatments are available that can cure this disease. So talk to your doctor about getting tested. It could save your life. A message from the CDC.
Shut-In Songbox is getting bigger
and bigger
and bigger. Over 1,100 players.
Belleville, Illinois.
I am calling from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
Asheville, North Carolina.
Fort Campbell, Kentucky.
Hawaii.
Four things in Hawaii. Aloha.
Round 6 this Thursday evening.
This is Kelsey.
Hi, Kelsey. Congratulations. You won a $20 gift card to Shorty's Grill.
That is awesome.
How many people are playing at your house tonight?
There's four of them. I won with Oh Baby Babe, Lonely Teardrop, Long Cast Sally, You Send Me, The Purple People Eater, Blueberry Hill, Tequila, and He's Got the Whole World in His Hands.
Have you told anybody else about what we do here on Thursday nights?
We talked about it. I'm a teacher here in town, so we all play.
Round 6 this Thursday evening. It's a once-in-a-lifetime radio game show, and it's happening on Sister Station 100.1 KYFM.
Radio goes on. Bartlesville Amateur Radio Club, one of the original physical distancing endeavors, meets every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock on the club repeater 146.655. PL tone of 88.5 is required. You don't have to be a member of the club to participate. All licensed